listening to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast, hosted by Reese Chanson. No Limit features a French couple, or French trio, of three drivers. There's two couples, Paxel and Roxanne. Roxanne's on vacation, she meets this free dive legend, extraordinaire, record holder, Paxel, who charms her way into her pants and somehow convinces her to quit college or pause going to college and join him as he free falls, as he free jumps, free drives, whatever. Free diving, or no limit diving, is basically a sport where a group of athletes go to the deepest limits as possible. No limit, really. They go deeper than no man has ever swum before. Like, these people go close to 150 meters, close to 180 meters, 170 meters downwards in the ocean without a tank, without an ounce of oxygen near them, without an oxygen tank whatsoever. So they're free diving. No air, just based on their own lung capacity. Now, my man Paxel is a world champion as it stands. Anyway, apparently there's this thing with free divers that after a long, your lungs deteriorate somehow and you start to black out. Once you black out, basically your career is over or you're going to die. Now, somehow, Roxanne has the ability to do this diving stuff, too. Now, she joins the team of Paxel. At first, she joins as a safety person of some sort in this diving world. I don't know what everybody does. And then eventually she becomes a diver herself, and she's really impressive on her first free dive. She holds a record and she's great. Everybody's like, wow, this girl is amazing. And she's dating this super rock star of a diver, professor, teacher, diving extraordinaire, who's a handsome French gentleman for some sort of reason. I don't know why I have to mention that. Long story short, they go into a relationship, Roxanne or Roxy, with this gentleman. And of course, there's also Tom in the equation. Tom is the guy she first met, the first guy who orientated Roxy and her colleagues when they first discovered, or when they first learned about free divers, the no limit type of diving. She had a thing for him, but when the big kahuna in the sea, the big shark showed up, that's Paxel, she sort of fell head over heels for him, and they started a relationship. Now, as I already said, Paxel ends up suffering from, I don't know if it's him, his lungs deteriorating or something. He can no longer dive because he keeps blacking out, which is unsafe. So doctors rule him out. Do not do this, my man. Of course, he's a stubborn man. He's been doing this for years. He wants to stick on and keep driving. I'm not trying to spoil everything, but it is what it is. Long story short, Roxanne ends up doing this dive thing, like I already mentioned, and she becomes really great. Now, Paxel's career of a diver has stopped, has halted. It's not going anywhere. He keeps trying to force his body and his team to help him dive, but he keeps blacking out, so he's not moving forward. Now, that builds a lot of animosity in a human being, so he's a little pissed about it. I am Russian, I should calm down. Now, with all that animosity, all that fright, he starts cheating on Roxy, and Roxanne, whatever word you prefer, Roxy or Roxanne, it's the same person, same name. So he ends up cheating on her, and then she finds out, and then she cheats on him, or it's revenge cheating. I don't know the whole process of it, with Tom. And after cheating with Tom, somehow I believe Paxel finds out, and then he kills her. Yes, he fucking kills her. Now, free divers, they go down with this long-ass rope or wire line. I don't know what it is. They go down it, and then it's got these little tank that pushes you up after you've went down to the limit where you're supposed to go. So, this nigga Paxel messes up with the tanks that's supposed to parachute her or thrust her up to the surface. You know, they mess about with that, and somehow she cannot go up there. And she dies on the spot. And there's some sort of investigation what happened. Now, I don't know what happened with Parcells. Does he go to jail? I did not read the story, but I think he should. But they'll probably say it's a sporting accident, so they won't say it's murder. Now, my question is, this is based on true events. If this actually happens according to the events of the film, or this is fabricated to make an entertainment perspective, and the film is indeed dedicated to this Roxy person, fine. Roxy Audrey, if I'm reading her name right. So, whether this actually happened to Roxy Audrey, she died in 2002. Great, we get that. Condolences to the family and everybody who knows her. But the point is, why would a man that took pride in training a woman to be the best in the world try to kill her? Is he killing her because she's no longer in love with him? And he's got that controlling mentality. There's a scene where she says, "We're breaking up, fam." And this dude just manipulatively puts his fist on a mirror. He breaks it and he sits down, looks at her, and he gives her that, you know, that look like, "Look what you're making me do with this. Let's break up nonsense." And then she sort of plusters his face with a rag, and it seems like they're getting back together. Everything, she's changing her mind because, you know, he's got that mentality that controls women. Like, if you leave me, I'm going to kill myself. It's the same thing that she told him that she tried to kill herself at one point. So he's doing that psychological thing, psychological drum dance where he's like, "If you leave me, I'm going to kill myself," type of bullshit, which is psychotic and very narcissistic, if you ask me. Now, this Parcells fella is a monster. He's a sex addict and a monster and a selfish prat. Now, at first, when I watched this, I thought it was just a film. But when it ended, I saw this lady. And I was like, "God damn, this actually happened? Jesus, Netflix, what's going on?" The film overall is brilliant. There is a lot of explicit sex scenes in this film. I don't know why they put that a lot. If this is based on a character, why are you telling a lot of sex scenes about? Like, there's so many sex scenes. Like, every 10 minutes, somebody's fucking someone. Actually, Parcells is fucking Roxanne. Now, I don't want to say this, but there's a lot of sex scenes in this thing. If this is a tale about a woman who passed away while doing the thing she loved, being murdered by her lover because he was jealous of her success, why are there so many goddamn sex scenes in this thing? I don't know. But overall, the film is well made. Kudos to Netflix. I hope this somehow the family found justice. It's sad to see. You know, at first I thought she survived. When I saw her grandfather throw her ashes in the ocean, I was like, "God damn, she died." When I saw them two niggas, Tom and Parcells, looking at each other in an airport, I thought they were just beefing. And I saw that Parcells dude with the door open. I thought he was picking her up. I thought maybe this is a hospital or something. But I was wrong. She dead, fam. She died. Because motherfucker was jealous. You killed a woman because you were jealous. After convincing her to do something, you kill her. Why? Why would you kill her? You would have been a world record holder, a former world record holder, fine. And you would have been the ultimate instructor. Every diver would have want your instruction, fam. You took this girl who couldn't dive. In less than a year, she became a champion diver. That's amazing. Anyway, thank you, folks. Let's hang out another time.